I sat down and rewrote all of Pokemon Journeys, from the story and how it progressed to the final league and even some of the characters. And of course you might be asking why, and the reason is that I and a lot of people from the Pokemon community can all agree that Journeys was the definition of mid. Not garbage and not peak, just mid. My name is Pokey and this is Pokemon Journeys rewritten from start to finish. Now starting off, we're going to fix some of the greatest flaws that Journeys suffered from, and that was the main cast. Go was very hated in Pokemon Journeys for countless reasons, which I will not go into since I have a full breakdown video on that, so watch it if you want, but after watching this video. But in short, Go is a very basic and bland character to begin with, not to mention his goal wasn't much different than what any other trainer does in the world of Pokemon. Like, it's not anything new. Or should I say, Mew? Kill me now. He doesn't even catch Mew, for crying out loud. Like, that was literally the point, wasn't it? But here's the issue. The problem I have with the main cast is not necessarily with the cast itself, but rather I don't even want one to begin with. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but hear me out. I think what I would change is to have Ash be the standalone character for the series while still keeping the main travel part of Journeys. Ash would already be traveling across different regions and meeting some of the old cast anyway, so it wouldn't feel boring at all since Ash would rarely be the only character you see. And part of the reason why I think this works best is simply because the anime is the finale to Ash's character. And believe me, I think they did his ending dirty and it's just a bunch of bull. Or as All Might would say,
shit.
The biggest issue was the fact that Go was already taking 50% of Ash's screen time, but by doing it this way, Ash will finally be the main focus while still paying tribute to the old characters for fans to enjoy. So with Ash being our one and only main character, how much would I change the story, since that would be no Go? So for starters, I think Chloe would still exist, since I feel like her character works really well as a background character. But what I would change is instead of Ash meeting Professor Cerise, he would instead meet up with Sonia Spagnolia. And there would mostly be some of the more reoccurring characters in the series, which makes a bit more sense to me. Maybe even this way, they could fix Chloe's arc. Maybe. This way, Ash has more of a reason to want to battle Leon. Not just because he's the strongest, but also because of who he is as a person. Sonia can tell him old stories of Leon as a kid and how he was like before becoming champion. This way, Leon feels more like an actual human being rather than just, oh my gosh, he's so strong. That was one of the main reasons why after the dopamine of the amazing animation left my body, I kind of felt mixed on the fight as a whole. Ash winning didn't feel that impactful compared to other fights in the series. The reason why the Sun and Moon win was so huge was because Ash finally won his first Pokemon League. The reason why Ash versus Alon was so hyped was because not only was it the closest Ash has ever gone in the league, but because Alon was just a well-developed trainer who you saw grow in the XY specials. And the reason why Ash versus Paul fell impactful was because you wanted to see Paul get pummeled and brutally beaten to death. I mean, lose. Because of how much of a jerk he was to Chimchar and, you know, Ash. So we could get these little memory fragments that slowly develop Leon as a character as Ash develops his bond with Sonia and progresses to the ranks of the World Series. So speaking of the World Series, we finally got to our next point, but let's recap on what we got so far. So Ash is our main protagonist, with the supporting characters just being the occasional background characters like Sonia and Chloe, while having mini arcs with his old friends from past series. And then Leon would become a much better written character from the heaps of memory fragments we'd get from his past before becoming champion. So now we touch on the World Coronation Series. So the World Series thing would be pretty much the same except in the trainer battles themselves. So the concept of the World Series would still be in play here, but instead of having battles against literal stupid melon heads over here, we get actual battles with fan favorite characters, like for example Paul or Sawyer. I mean, how sick would it be if the deciding factor for Ash to enter the Masters 8 would have to be a battle against Paul? Like, that would be sick! For example, the battle against Volkner would be fine. It's an old gym leader, which makes sense for the nostalgia fest. The series shouldn't be afraid to bring back old characters and see how much they progressed as trainers. I don't understand why we have to use these bootleg trainers that we've never seen before and act as if there's some strong, powerful trainer. Like, I don't understand why we can't just bring back old trainers that we've seen in the past. At the very least, we'll know that they're competent trainers, unlike, you know, Melonhead. And that way, we wouldn't get boring filler battles out of nowhere, because I genuinely don't care about those. So the World Series would instead be filled with actual trainers that we've seen in the past, with some new ones being Beeb and Raihan, just to mix it up a little. So now that we have the core of the battles all figured out, we have to finally talk about how Ash will progress throughout the series and what the new story and journeys would look like. First off, the main conflict that would serve in this series is what Ash wants to do after becoming the world champion, because Ash is always confident that he will one day reach his dreams. This serves more as an inner conflict rather than the typical villain, but I think it fits very well here. Ash throughout the series inspires other people to follow their dreams of becoming a Pokemon trainer themselves. Ash becomes more of an inspiration to the young generation throughout the series and gives advice to novice trainers, such as it's okay to lose and how to overcome your weaknesses. Ash then eventually decides what he wants to do after becoming the strongest trainer, and towards the end of the series, after beating Leon, tells the entire world in a powerful speech that it's always important to follow your dreams. He tells the world what's next for his journey, in which he says he wants to be a Pokemon a teacher, but not the typical school teacher, okay? Not that.
Gosh.
But a battle instructor to teach the trainers how to get stronger, to help them truly understand what their path as a trainer means to them. Ash struggles throughout the series to determine what he wants to do, and along the way, people tell him that he should just retire to hang up the jersey. But towards the end of the series, Ash realizes what he wants for himself, which is to help the next generation of promising trainers. I feel like this inner conflict would be so beautiful to watch on screen because, you know, it's his final hurrah. So for him, contemplating on retiring leaves a nervous feeling in our hearts and makes us truly want the best for him. And it's a gradual change of course, with him getting advice from other friends he met along his journey of being a Pokemon master. And of course, new characters like Sonia can help him as well, but ultimately, it's him who makes the final decision. With that being said, I feel like that's what Journey should have focused on and what was missing from him within Ash. He just felt like typical Ash instead of actually seeing his growth and what he wants to do in his life 10 plus years in the future. I wanted to see actual growth for him as a person, but we just don't get that. Now we can finally talk about the miscellaneous stuff that I would add along the way. The first being obvious, we need Team Rocket in the series since, you know, it's their final send-off as well. Secondly, I would definitely reduce a lot of the episodes from Journeys as a whole and keep all content. There's no reason we need an entire episode on Ghost taking over Ash's body like this. It's just so stupid. But small get-togethers like Ash meeting his own companions and Pikachu's backstory is all that we need. There were so many episodes that were just plain filler and just not interesting in the slightest. And the final thing I would add is bumping the animation for some more fights. The only well-done piece of animation from Journeys was the Lugia scene from the beginning of the series and the final fight with Liam. I mean, come on, dog. This is what was so well done with XY. The animation was consistent. And when it needed to be spectacular, it did just that. Every fight in the League had amazing levels of animation, while the Masters 8 tournament had mediocre slideshows half the time, up until the battle with Leon, where the frames were just a huge dopamine rush. I feel like the battle with Cynthia and Steven could have been executed a lot better, and just the battles overall throughout the series in life. Even the animation compared to Sun and Moon, which was a huge downgrade to XY, like, I could visibly see the difference. At least pour some of that great, amazing animation quality from Leon vs. Ash into Steven or even Cynthia. I just don't understand why those two fights weren't treated with the same amount of respect. I feel like it could have been done, and it should have been done, but, you know, who am I to judge? Pokemon Journeys just took the series into a whole different direction, man. Even with meeting the old companions from past series, it just felt very lacking. Some of the worst returns in the series was definitely Paul and Greninja. The way they did these two were just so dirty. I am still salty for how they treated Paul with just so little screen time, and Greninja, that was barely returned. We got an episode with bro. Come on, man. But yeah, that is the finale to my story for Pokemon Journeys. And be honest in the comments. What do you like about it and what things would you change? Be sure to give your own take on it and tell me what you thought of Journeys as a whole, as I do read a lot of my comments. And if you enjoyed this video, be sure to subscribe as I do upload Pokemon content just like this one. But that's all Yuki wrote, and I'll see y'all next time. Peace.
FBI, open up!